Keegan Wilkes, a successful orthopedic surgeon, finished her run and walked in through the garage. Her schedule for a Friday had been light, and she had taken the opportunity to come home early to get a long run in to end the week. Work had been hectic with several major reconstruction procedures, and Keegan looked forward to a long, relaxing weekend with her wife, Celeste. "Maybe we should slip away for a private weekend somewhere. The beach or mountains would be great." Celeste's car was in the garage. She must have had an early end to her day, too. "Perfect. We can throw some clothes together and beat the rush hour traffic out of the city." The run through a nearby park had reminded her that fall was waning into winter. The last of the leaves that were brilliant colors just several weeks ago were now faded and falling into a blanket of muted colors. There was a crispness in the air and evidence of an early season fireplace burning floating on the breeze. Keegan placed her empty water flask in the sink and walked through the house. She could hear the shower in the master bedroom. Keegan began stripping on the way down the hall. A hot shower with a sexy woman was exactly what she needed, even if it caused them to get stuck in a flood of traffic. Celeste was massaging the shampoo onto her scalp as Keegan entered the shower and placed her hands in the rich lather that covered her wife's shoulder-length hair. Keegan's lips kissed Celeste's neck.
"Welcome home, love," Celeste said.
"I got home early and decided to go for a run," Keegan said as her fingers ran through the thick curls. "Lean forward, and I'll rinse you." Celeste stepped backward into Keegan's body and bent her head forward as Keegan rinsed the shampoo from her hair. Keegan's hands floated down the front of Celeste's body, brushing away the shampoo lather. She smiled as she felt Celeste's nipples grow hard. Celeste turned to face her and kissed Keegan with passion.
"I've missed you today," she whispered,
placing her forehead on Keegan's. "I was never more than 2 floors away from you all day," Keegan chuckled.
"I know, but that feels like miles sometimes."
Celeste's fingers traced the dimples on her wife's face. Keegan's hands brushed down Celeste's body to her hips. "I had an idea when I was running. Winter is right around the corner. Why don't we pack a bag and take off for the weekend? Beach or mountains, your choice."
"That would be a great idea if we didn't have a previous commitment," Celeste answered.
"What am I forgetting?"
"Tonight is the birthday party Tanya plans every year for Maxine."
"Well, fuck. I had totally forgotten. That sneaks up on me every year."
"I got some ideas from Tanya and bought Maxine a new set of golf irons. Tanya said she's been drooling over them for months."
"You would think a hospital administrator would buy anything she wanted. It's not like she can't afford them. Thanks for having my back on this one, though. I'm sure Maxine will be ecstatic."
Celeste took Keegan's face in her hands. "Maxine is so much like you. She will buy anything in the world for Tanya, but hesitates regarding her desires, just like you."
"Hey, now, I bought some new running shoes last week," Keegan said in self-defense. "Only because the soles had separated. I was worried you would wrap them in duct tape to get a few more miles out of them."
"Damn, I didn't think about that. The Gorilla Glue didn't work."
"My point exactly. You can afford to have a pair of top-of-the-line running shoes for every day of the week, but you wear them until they are see-through." "I bought 2 pairs, so hopefully I won't wear them out so quickly," Keegan grinned. "I'll pick up some duct tape to have it on hand," she teased. "What time do we have to meet up tonight?"
"We have reservations at the steakhouse for 6, and then our annual trip to Lynn's Bar for drinks and dancing afterward."
"That place is still open?"
"One of the few women's bars left in town," Celeste answered. "They certainly aren't as prevalent as in our day."
"You make us sound old," Keegan frowned. "Do I need to remind you we are both pushing 40? That is not old."
"No, darling, it's not. We are just hitting our stride.